And without further ado, we'll start on the Chav Dalet Amud Beis. We just said, Chaim, that you plant five plants in a small patch, four on each side and one in the middle. And the question is, how do we know that? It turns out that it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Where else would you find a remez to how many plants you plant in a small patch? You look in Yeshaya, that's the first place I would think to look at. And it says in the pasuk, it says on the Torah HaShalim, we could just read it inside. Ki ha'aretz totzi tzimcha, v'chagana zeiru eho, tatzmiach, ken Hashem alokim yatzmiach, tzachos sehila negu kol ha'gayim. A beautiful pasuk. Let's see, does he translate the whole pasuk here on the bottom? Let's see. Four. Does he translate the whole pasuk? Oh, in the top he translates it. For like the earth gives forth its plant, and like a garden causes its seed to sprout. So, zeiru eho, its seed. So the Gemara Darshan is like this. Miyut Zroim, Shnayim. What's the miyut of two, of zeru el, Lashon Rabbim? Is two. So it's for sure at least two. That's what it says. Now, how's that going to show us five? So that's what the Gemara is going to explain. Let's go on Chafei and Aleph. Amar Rav Shulam bar Sisarta, he said the following, Mishnayim at lomid arba, that from the two, you can figure out the four. Why? Because after all, Mishnayim at noisim with kilas shisho meitzah v'haylech, just like two, you put it on two, the north and south side, and it goes at an angle, and then it flattens out. And that's the way it looks. So afar bar noisim mitzchilas shisho meitzav ha'olok. So do the same thing on the right side as well. So that's why if you're looking in the art scroll, I don't know what diagram B is all about. But anyway, diagram A and diagram C are what we're talking about over here. Okay. What is diagram B? Anybody know?
B had said that it really could flatten out diagram A. As long as you have 1.5 tefachim in between the two.
Oh, yeah, that's true. If you wanted to have just exactly two species and that's it, you could use diagram B. But of course, we're trying to get four in here at least. Right now, we're just at four right now. So diagram C, we have a way in which they're not running into each other. Now, this shot. That we're seeing here, that's the Rash again, not the Rambam. The Rambam holds you could have Rosh Tor, the Rash holds you cannot have Rosh Tor, and therefore he has the mountains flatten out, whatever that's called. What's that?
Trapezoid.
Trapezoid. The trapezoids have the flat tops, and that leaves enough space for the middle. That's the Gemara's next line. Yevsha shalayhei sham nekevechad ponei litabo yasaram tzoyes. So then it's impossible. I don't know why it uses this language, impossible. It's therefore, I would say it is possible, to have, therefore, one plant in the middle of this collage, so to speak.
Maybe he's saying it has to fall out that way? Because
The reason why is because you have to have 1.5 tefachim between each side. So you have to have a harchaka. That's why you flattened it out the way you did. Right. The Rambam is going to have a little bit different kind of a shape, and the Rambam is going to have. So what he's doing here is he starts off. We'll just start over again, kind of. So the Gemara starts off that for two, you would start with diagram D. According to the Rambam, they would meet at a point, which is a Rosh Tor formation, which would therefore be 100% okay. And then if you wanted to have four. So if you try to do it with diagram E, there's a problem because they're too close together. The edges are, in other words, at the angle, although the points are okay, but as you go away from the point, they're too close. So what they do is they morph diagram E into diagram F so that you have enough of a harchaka between the plants. But what is different about it is, though, if you see the measurement in the square, that square is not 3 tefachim wide. That square is 2.2 tefachim wide. So that's going to be different than Rosh Tzirulah. See, Rosh Tzirulah's picture, you see clearly, it's three tefachim across, in other words, going right over the seat I'm talking about, right? Excluding the middle seat. The middle seat is in the middle of the three tefachim, so you have one and a half on each side. In the Rambam, you don't have one and a half on each side. You have 1.1 on each side, right? See that?
Yeah.
And the reason for that is because the Rambam, because it is in the shape of a Rosh Torah, so it's a little more kulidic than if it would be a flat. So we have a little more give. You couldn't have the points go all the way to the middle because then the sides would be too close together. So you have to back it off, and then that's what you remain with.
But I thought Rosh Torah is not a problem.
It's not a problem. A diagram E is a problem. Okay.
Does it matter? That's not good.
No, he says that that's not good. He says over here, following this manner of planting, the Gemara then states four different species can be planted in a similar configuration. Each of the four species can be planted in a triangular area emerging from different sides of the patch. In this case, however, they cannot meet in the middle, for although the triangles opposite each other form the Rosh Torah, the species adjacent to each other do not, and would thus be too close together. That's what he's showing here in diagram E. So you can't have it that way. It won't work.
The four species, yeah. You may have mentioned this last night, I did this on my own. Were we specific about what they were?
They were vegetables.
I know. What type? The only one mentioned just was a turnip.
No, right? Just different vegetables. And turnip was the only one which you couldn't use.
Right. But what, because it grows further out?
Yeah. Where's that? Right behind you.
That's not a turnip.
That well, whatever squash. It is. It's an example of big leaf.
Right.
Yeah. Well, let me show just a week.
Were you gonna show
it? It's not mine.
It is big.
Stewie, you see it? Okay. Okay. Anyway, so those are the Pshatim, Rash, and the Rambam. That's the best that I can make out of it. If you need more detail, I'm not the one to give it to you. Okay. Amar Byoina. Now, this is a very... This is like an odd line in the Gemara. It's not 100% clear what he means. Some Rishonim learn the Pshat is... Or Beforshim, I don't know if they're Rishonim. Some of Farshim learned the Pshat is that he's coming to explain what was said earlier, and some are explaining that he's arguing. So like the Gra and Mara Fulda, they learn that this is an argument on the previous statement. They're saying, Avoida pokea ba avoida, the ein min pokea ba chaveiro l'chovsho. Now what exactly this means, it's not so clear, but let's just first do it the way we have it. The way we have it in the English here, it's a riot where he's explaining what he's trying to say, what we said before. So he's saying cultivation may encounter cultivation. On the bottom, he explains like this, that irakas can draw nourishment from each other. Okay? They draw nourishment from an area 1.5 tefachim in each direction. He explains the separation that makes them appear distinct as a distance is a distance that precludes one species from drawing nourishment directly from the other species, right? And as long as they're separated by an unplanted area of 1.5 tefachim, there's no problem. Although they are drawing nourishment from common ground. In other words, in that picture that we just saw, we had that one plant in the middle there, right? It had 1.5 tefachim to one side, 1.5 to the other side. Now, if vegetables draw nourishment from 1.5 tefachim, both sides are clearly drawing nourishment from the same area that plant in the middle is drawing nourishment for. Because the one in the middle needs 1.5, the one on the side needs 1.5. They're drawing from each other. They're drawing nourishment from common ground, but not from each other. That's the main thing. And that's what he'd be explaining if this is an explanation of what was said earlier.
The fact that it's common ground makes it clean? No.
No, exactly. The ground doesn't matter to us. That's when avoida pogev avoida. Because obviously when you need a little bit of space.
How is that a raya?
He's not a raya, it's explaining
it.
Oh,
okay.
He's explaining it. When I say raya, I mean
not arguing.
He's not arguing with it. Right. Ve'in min pogev v'chaber l'chovsho. But you can't have the other one so close to it that it surrounds it. This Chovesh language, we've had it before, it meant that it's completely surrounded. Mm-hmm. Now some say that that's exactly what he's coming to say. He's arguing on him. He's saying you can't have it with the four sides closed in like that because then it's Chavisha and therefore the middle one will be a problem. That pshat, if that is the pshat, he says that is the pshat from who did he quote? He quoted somebody. I can't find the name right here. Just a second. I can't find the name anyone right now. But if you recall, I spoke out of Chazon Ish that said that when we say that if it's surrounded on all four sides, that it's usur, the Chazon Ish spoke out that was only if it was one species that surrounded it on all four sides. But if it was different species, then there was no din of Chavisha. So I think that's what this is all about. Because here we're clearly talking about four different species. That's the whole point here. You can plant five species. So according to Chazon Ish's rule that for there to be Chavisha, unless, then you have to back off from that. Unless you're going to say that it's different when you have Chavisha in fields versus such a small space. Perhaps even in such a small space, even different minim would look like it's Chavisha. So that's just a ha'ara I just want to bring out to you. So that seems to be, this is really the hardest line on the page. Very difficult to understand what he's trying to say, Rabbi Yonah. Avoida pagev avoida ve'in min pagev chaveru l'chayv shay. The Gura has an upshot over here. I don't know, he says Mishani. I don't know what he means by the words Mishani of it, but we don't have a question right now. So why does it say Mishani? I'm not sure why he says that. I think it's a response. He's trying to answer it. And he's saying, Pirish, if you look at the third line from the right, the bottom, Ger HaGura, Pirish, to Mishnayim Lekha Lamelef, you can't learn four from two. Why? The Hasam Shura. There it's a line for Chacham Meruba, and here it's a square.
That's so, more opportunity to touch.
It means you can't bring a raya from the fact that you have two on two sides,
right.
that's mutter. You can't prove that four around all sides is mutter. Kalhu b'shur mi Meruba. Either Mishnah says arba ba'arba ruchos haruga, chayna hecha de'ina la'avayda pagya ba'avayda. That's the only reason why that's so is because in the Mishnah, what avoda is only pagav avoda means the mash and Israel ba'emsa lo ichbaslan. The fact that we have one thing planted in the middle, we don't care about that because it's a total of six, and you have six tefachim. That's a large amount across the center. So you have three and three to the center, right? So there. Yesham shisha shisha kedin aruga, va'aisan mashuhuyin shabit stadim in la avoda shabagav avoda. So you have to have it. For yerek you have to have shisha tvachim. So we don't care about that. Because the bottom line is he's trying to say that it's a little different. Ormar Fulda says it. He says it a little even more clearly. You see where Ormar Fulda where he says avoda pagav avoda. Rabbi Yonah poligad Rabbi Shmuel. He argues. Again, that he's learning that he isn't explaining it, but he's arguing on it. So it's not clear what Rabbi Yonah is saying. Okay, now Rabbi Yeshua is going to say something which is a lot easier to understand. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi says, There's a big Gersa problem here, exactly.
It's easy, but there's a Gersa problem.
I'll tell you the Gra's Gersa first, because it's not in the Gemara. But if you look at the Gra, you'll see Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Zriya Zareha Zeruah Tol Sofer, V'chein Tzarech Leimar, Zarov Zeruah Chamisha, Pirish. Now, if you go back to the Pasuk, and you follow the Gra inside, you'll see, you follow it in the Pasuk. The Gra says, right? Gimel Ksuvim Mikra, there's three things written in the Pasuk itself. V'haino, Totsi, Ki Haaretz Totsi, that's one. Tzimcha, that's the next word. Tzimcha, Chad, that's another one. So Totsi Tzimcha is two, right? Tatzmiach, that's Uchakana Zeruah Tatzmiach, so he counts that as three. Hare Klosa, Zeruah Trei, and Zeruah is its plantings, which is plural. So that's two. So it's three plus two equals five. So the way the Gra's Gersa is, he's proving it from the different words in the Pasuk, and it adds up to five. Okay? If you don't learn like the Gra's Gersa, let's learn it inside our English, which is not like the Gra's Gersa. That the word let's see here. You could have said it without a yud and a vav, zara, and it could have and to say plural, it could have said zraeha with a yud. Since the verse did not do that, but rather it added a yud and a vav, and it said zeruaha, so we say it like this: zara, that's one; zraeha is its seeds, that would be two.
So it's two plus one is three,
and zeruaha is another plural, it seeds another two, is two plus two is one, is five. That's what our gear says. And now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you're allowed to have six, so what does he do? So he does like this. He says, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shisha, he starts with the word Zera. So he goes with the Shorish. Zera is one, Zara is two, Zera Eha is two more, and Zeruah is two more. So that's six. Right? Bottom line. So you have six. That's the Gemara. So that's what I meant. It's pretty easy. It's just counting. And then we have, finally, Reb Chagai, which is another way. And he has the most simple way, which is just count the letters. Zeruah. That's five letters in the word Zeruah, because he doesn't spell it with a vav. He spells it chaser vav, right? Zeruah, the shur, because without a vav. And kol han da'ano mashkach la vav, anywhere where I find written a vav in this word, I would say what he means to say. He's a sofer, right? So what he's saying is, anywhere he finds a sefer Torah, where, or not, or anything, where you have a word written with a vav, mole, where it wasn't supposed to be, I erase it. Right? It's a scribal error, it says over here. Three. I don't know what this is. At any rate, in other words, I guess you could have read this, that this is a question on him. What are you doing? Anywhere you find a vav you don't like, you just erase it? It's written with above. Leave it alone. What are you counting letters? It doesn't add up. That could have been the way to read it. So I guess there's different ways to learn this line. At any rate, five letters, it alludes to the total of five species. Next, Ishti'ilas the Rav Huna Safra de Sidra. Rav Huna was asked, he was the scribe of the study hall. So this means, I think they say it means he was teaching kids. Five, it says over here. In those days, it was usual for the scribe to teach Chumash to children. So when a question came up, whether a word was spelled deficiently as Zeruah or without or with a vav, so who do you go to? You go to the expert. Who's the expert? The town scribe who taught the Kindalach, right? So Huna was approached because of his expertise. That's what he says in number five. Anyway, which is an interesting side note. V'amar Zeruah Malya. He said the word Zeruah is really spelled full form with a vav. And it's a contradiction to what Rav Chai Guy said earlier. All right? So you'd have to learn, in other words, if you learn like Rav Huna, then you can't use Rav Chai Guy's method. You have to use the other extrapolation method using Zera, Zora, Zora, Zora.
It's like six.
What?
So he learned six.
No. He doesn't.
Five?
He's going to have to use the earlier methodology, not this counting of letters. The counting letters doesn't work, according to him. Right? That's it. Rabbi Yochanan Moshe Rabbanai Kuhon B'tok Shishon. Now this is going to be a little kind of like, you have to look at the pictures and see if you can figure it out, because I'm just going to give you the basic outline here, because this is beyond my pay grade. Okay? Way beyond my pay grade. So Kuhon B'tok Shishon. When we say that you can have five species, that's where you're planting all five species within the 6x6 square, right? Kulhoin, betok shishal shishal, right? That's what he said, Rabbi Yochanan. Now, Kahan of Hashem, Shimon Lakish said, Kulhoin chutz l'shisha. They're all outside the six, right? And even then, only five species are allowed. Now, the Gemara says, in Kulhon Chutz L'Shisha, besides the one in the middle. No one's talking about the one in the middle. The one in the middle is the one in the middle. The question is, where are the other four? Mm-hmm. So one said they're inside the six box. One said they're outside the six box. Now the Gemara says, if they're outside the six box, then there's room for nine. Mm-hmm. That's the Gemara's question. This is the Shisha. There's room for nine. And in the box here in the Halakha article notes, note 10, you see beautiful setup of how you have nine, right? 3, 6, 9.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So, and you got plenty of space. You got the 1.5 spacing over there, right? 1.5 tefachim between each grouping over there. And you have this one?
But it means that you need to have a bigger area altogether.
Then. This one?
In other words, look.
This one.
Don't you have to have an overall planting area that's larger than?
Look, if you're saying that it's outside, then that means you're talking about
this is outside.
A larger area.
An 8x8 area. Right. Correct.
So this could only be...
That's correct.
By itself. Well, I guess it could be... I'm not going to venture, I guess.
My hunch is that it's 8x8, right? That it's tough. It's a tough.
Whatever it is, it's larger, and therefore you have to have a.
It is 8x8.
It's 8x8, right?
That's what we said.
We mentioned this yesterday, but yesterday I think when we mentioned it, we were talking about
it was an extra tefach, so it was instead of 6x6, it was 8x8.
Yeah, but wasn't that because there was a border?
A border.
I thought there was a border of a tefach. Over here, he doesn't seem to be talking about that border. Anyway, all right. Bottom line is, these are the two diagrams. Now the Gemara is asking a question, why doesn't it say 9? And the Gemara is going to answer the question now. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Tochum B'Shraya, that Rav Tochum of Botra said, V'chein hi, you're right, it's true. If you had an isolated patch, you could taka have planted
the
9.
That's the point.
If it was by itself. But if it's in a group,
then you can't do it.
Of other patches, right?
So that's within.
So you have 9. You have 9 squares here, 9 patches in diagram A. So if you have 9 patches, then what? Baruga shemaruga simasi. So he's talking about. Well, you have a garden patch among other garden patches. In that case, then if you would have it any close, if they would be any closer together, so what he does is he skips them. So he goes first. He has the first patch on the top left, and then he has the next one on the right. So he can't have anything on the outside because it would be too close to the ones on the outside next to it. So he puts the ones in the middle. To avoid being close to the outside.
Could it be that Rabbi Yochanan and Kahana are not arguing, and one is talking about a case where it's by itself within a bigger field, the Kulon B'tayr Shisha, that's a case which is within a bigger planting, where Kahana is only talking about a single planting?
I guess so, possibly.
It would be a big difference. Wouldn't make sense, though. Why would you say it right afterwards?
If it's only five, why do we need to go to the exterior? You could do it in the interior, like we said before. if it's only five...
Plantings.
So why do we need to go to the exterior? So all these diagrams are planted on the outside. We could go back to the interior.
I was following this one over here, which looked like it was...
So...
Yeah.
So in footnote 9, let's look at footnote 9 and see if you're right. He says, Rav Shimon Lakish agrees that all five species may be planted within the patch. His point is that the five species maximum applies not only when the four species are planted within the patch, but even when they are planted just outside the patch. The arrangement in the four species are planted just outside the patch, separated from one another by the 1.5 tefachim, as shown here in this diagram. And what he's saying is, you still only can do five. So you're right. You're right. He agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. He's coming to say that not only are you limited to five inside,
right,
but you're also limited to five outside. Then comes the question, but really there should be nine. And he says, you're right. If it would only be one patch, we would have been able to do nine. What I meant was you had to only use five if you were dealing with a patch among other patches.
That makes sense.
And then you could look at these different pictures and have fun doing color by number. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah. Thank you.